This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of my favorite guests on, after we did a degalectomy of Greg Ford, he dropped the last segment, by the way, because I was ticking him off, where I was saying, look, if they already heard about me at NPR, give me the number. If they already know me, they won't be shocked when I call them and I say, I want to, and like with my name, Diga, which is Norwegian, I'm going to ask, not A-S-K-K, but A-X-E, some questions. And people say, oh my gosh, Diga, you're not nice, I said. You're so perceptive. There's not only not a nice bone in my body, there's not a nice molecule in any of my cells. I won't lie to you, but I will die for you. In other words, like Jesus, he died for us. And if you're a Christian, there's three things that set you aside to be one of God's children. Number one, God comes first. You can only do God's will because everything else is good, is evil. The only one you can sin against is God. Number two, you have to care about other people more than yourself. And number three, okay, this is very important, you have to realize that if you don't love truth more than anything else, there's no way you can function and serve and treat and do anything for God. You can't. And if you follow those three precepts and you pray and you give up everything, even your pain, your body, your loss, your business, whatever, if you don't give it up to God, God said, I'll take your ashes and give you the oil of gladness. Even when I go to bed at night, I have to pray and I have God. And I'm going to unload all the stuff on you, God. And God says, thank you. In other words, take all your ego and all your self-importance and you're all thinking and give and say, hey, God. And you know, God says, it's not your job, Bill. Your job is to tell the truth and be willing to die for the truth and to die and be willing. I'll remember you in my eternal dream, even if they kill you tomorrow, Deagle, because you're mine. And there's lots of nicer people than me going to hell. People don't get that. That's why Jesus, when he died, God had to come and die on the cross because he had to demonstrate, this is what you need to do if you want to have a relationship with me. You need to put God first, your fellow man second, and you got to put the truth third. And if you don't do those things, you can't be his. Isn't that true?
That's true. It's all surrender. It's all or nothing.
Right. And God doesn't negotiate. You know, people think, well, God is the creator, but he's also the destroyer. Not the devil. He perverts. And your own self-intentions, people say, because you're so smart, Diggle, and so tough on whatever, you must be an egomaniac. No, I'm not. God crushed me down and made a fragrant perfume for his nostrils by letting me die and having me resurrected multiple times. And people say, I had one idiot last night was putting up notices, and I think, well, I met the Pindar. I said, really? I said, well, let's have to have a private conversation. We'll see what you know about the Pindar. Because they have people who want to know, who runs the earth? Well, I'll tell you who runs the earth. High-level Masons who made deals with the devil. They do even Masonic ceremonies. People like, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I call her Palousy. Hillary Clinton, the highest level female witch in the Western world with her coven in Los Angeles. High level Masons like, you know, Bill Gates and his father that found Planned Parenthood to kill babies. And by the way, their killing institutions are much more likely to be near a black home or a black kid. So if you're black in skin, in utero, you're seven times more likely to be aborted by your poor black mama. People don't get this, don't they? They realize it's racially oriented. And unfortunately, black people are starting to get the message that maybe they've been had by the Democratic Party because they're completely evil. Now, the Republican Party we call the stupid party. Trump already should have fired Fauci and Burks and these other morons. And he's better than most Republicans for decades. But they're still bad. He needs to talk to people like Pastor Butch and me. If we could become his Samuel, his high priest, and get a half an hour to an hour a week with the guy on a private, secure conversation, he would become a saved man, number one, because he isn't saved right now. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. They even said this at Planned Parenthood, or at what's called the folks in the family and the people that supported him. And he would become the greatest leader since King David, after he repented of killing Uriah to kill and get his wife's and have Solomon, right?
Right.
To get Bathsheba. So people need to understand that Donald Trump, I mean, you got to think of it now. Hillary Clinton is now hovering, and she's this witch, okay? And she's thinking, damn it, you know, I should have got the job. I had all the connections. I had thousands of people captured and, you know, dark stuff on them. And if they didn't follow me, I'd get them killed by Foster's side, right? She did, you know, Jens Foster and others, many others, long list of people killed. Corruption to even give nuclear materials to the Russians and do have her husband get $500,000 for a speech in Moscow. And all the support of killing babies. In fact, I remember the debate that she had with Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, kill them right up to the moment of birth or even after. Like, you know, that Barack Obama's maniac, his name means, by the way, lightning falling from heaven. When he was on the Illinois legislature, he was trying to push for a bill to kill up to the third year of life that the child was disabled. People thought, oh, no, he wouldn't try to kill a child up to 3 years of age. Of course he would. He's an evil bastard, a narcissistic egomaniac, and he's down there hollering just like with Hillary Clinton. His name means lightning falling from heaven. And Hillary Clinton, they had this book, Rules for Radical. It was dedicated to Satan and to Hillary. Did you know that?
That doesn't surprise me.
Duh. And she's endorsing Biden. He's a guy called a sock puppet president. The man needs to go to a senior home. He's demented. He can't even keep a straight argument. What did he have? Some kind of stupid statement about some of your, some rather pony liar of some kind? I can't even make the exact statement right now. It just slips my mind. It's so bizarre. You know?
Well, you know, there's news.
Pony soldier liar. You know, he said something like this, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got it now. You're a dog-faced pony soldier liar. I'm thinking, what? That sounds like something out of the 1890s. I'm thinking, what century are you in there, boy?
Well, I know there's some substantial news coming out that Hillary's going to take his place after August in the Democratic convention. They're going to push him aside and bring her out because she thinks she has a better chance of beating Trump, and I probably agree that's probably true because last election she beat by 3 points.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, with the media on her side, the Globalist on her side, and the Bank on her side, and the Pindar and the Little Druid Council 13, Trump is screwing up. Now, Trump needs to get a life. I tried for 3 years to get through with John W. Spring to get through with him on the issue of the Russian nukes in Nicaragua and Larchie Island. Not getting anywhere. I got documents signed with his Jay-Z signature over and over again almost every month. Not a call from the man. And now, this is bad here, Donald. I'm trying to get it. This morning I got through to the Don Jr.'s Facebook and Twitter pages trying to get his Sunday in front and say, you know, please call Deagle. I'm praying for your sorry carcass, Trump, because if you become a righteous man, you're going to save millions and probably save our world. But if you don't, I don't care what they declare you the king of Israel, which is, by the way, the Israelis are already talking if the Palestinians cave because of the COVID virus. They've already said they're going to make him king of Israel because he's on the shekel now since 2 years, 2018, that with King Darius of Persia. He's on the half shekel right now.
That's true.
People need to understand that people say, oh, no, he's not the Antichrist. They say, well, they want to make him that way. But we've got this hovering witch. And, you know, the thing is that if they push her into whether it's the president or the vice president is Hillary, or they make her there, guaranteed she'll hover. If she comes in, she'll bring another female maniac. And these are not normal females. They're evil ones. Many of them traumatized by abortion, so they've got an evil attitude now toward the living and children. And I know because both me and my wife worked in the post-abortion field, and we understand abortion. I understand it firsthand, okay, not secondhand. So people say, well, how do you know, Deagle? I said, you know what? That's like talking to a conciliary that's already killed a few hundred people, and you say, well, what's it like to kill somebody? I said, do you want to know the ugly details? I don't think so. All right? People say, well, it's not killing, is it? I said, you know what? There's two kinds of stupid. There's a kind of stupid that you'll live through, and the other kind of stupid you'll die from it. I said, you got the second kind, the kind that's going to kill you. And, you know, when I had to deal with Greg Ford, I said, you know, Greg, you got to tell me the phone number for these guys at NPR. They keep on saying they worship you. I think you're great. I don't want them to worship me. I want them to confront me. I do not believe in communication. You know what I believe in? Shockucation. Like any ancient prophet, I'm a modern prophet. I want to change your worldview to save your sorry carcass. And that's what Jesus did. He changed the worldview of the Jews at the time, were very apostate. They had Jebusites, Hivites, and other ites. All of them totally apostate. And he tried to confront them and say, you know, you are the Nephilim, you're God's children, and you need to repent and turn back to our God. And guess what? They were so involved, they still did Canaanite ceremonies of killing babies on their new moon ceremonies. And they call, and by the way, the symbol they have for Israel now is a symbol of Ashtoreth. The Tzitzit star is a symbol of the goddess of the end of the days of Baal and Osiris. Which, by the way, is right now. Do you know that? That's why they did Columbine on a specific date, because it was the days of Baal and Ashtoreth when they did human sacrifice. That's why they did Columbine High School on that date. Do you know that?
Interesting.
Yeah. I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine. I found this out the hard way. Let me tell you, it was not pleasant what I found out. They've been doing for years, training these kids to do war games and pretending they're killing all the other kids in the school to get rid of their anxiety of, you know, people that are athletes and other groups inside the school. They were doing mind games on these kids for decades before they did Columbine. And they even know that they're making pipe bombs, Klebold and Harris. People say, Dr. Deagle, how do you know all this? I say, God, in my daytimer. Oh, crap, Deagle, you couldn't be in all those places. I said, no, no normal human being could be there. But God, you know what? I'm going to take my chess piece called the Deagle chess piece. He's made of titanium spiritual steel. And I'm going to stick a sorry carcass in there. And even when I kill him, or the devil takes his life away, I'm going to raise the son of a bitch up so we can talk again. Guess what? I'm back talking. So when we come back, I want to hear from you now. There's some bad things cooking. And the people are going to revolt if Trump doesn't open up the economy completely and stop with this BS. They just closed the beaches. I went to the beach yesterday with my daughter. Now the son of a bitch here in California has closed all the beaches again.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We'll be right back.
Bush, go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
We're all set. You got lots of news to cover, right? Go ahead.
I just got a few articles I want to share because the Postal List, I'm telling you this because I had the proof in my hand. I'm not making this up. We have been duped as a country again. We have been hugely duped. And they destroy not only the economy of America, they destroy the economy of the world.
Right, on purpose.
It's worldwide. Don't think it's only affecting us. People are much worse off than we are, and we're seeing things happen now we never dreamed possible. 30 million out of work. People actually, I mean, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, week before last, they had armed people in the street saying they're tired of it. But this one of the reasons why. Pennsylvania was forced to remove hundreds of deaths from coronavirus death count. In other words, they were caught lying about the death count from coronavirus. And I happen to have a very dear friend personally who knows a fact that a mother-in-law passed away with a heart attack, and they put on the death ticket coronavirus, it's COVID-19. The son said, take it off and change it. They said, we can't. We're told to do this. Now, but also, Illinois COVID-19 task force admits the numbers are seriously rigged. I'm going to share one more thing with you.
On purpose. So we had two nurses sitting there doing this in New York, and they're seeing people literally waiting for people to die of other conditions, then slapping them on a ventilator to get triple the money and say they don't have COVID-19. Right?
Well, this is out of the Washington Times. Coronavirus, the biggest political hoax in history. Now, folks, this is out of the Washington Times. The new coronavirus is real, it says. The response to the coronavirus is hyped. And in time, this hype will be revealed as politically hoaxed. In fact, COVID-19 will go down as one of the political world's biggest, most shamefully overblown, overhyped, overly and irrationally inflated, and outright deceptively flawed responses to a health matter in American history, one that was carried largely on the lips of medical professionals who have no business running a national economy or government. But at Washington Times, then, this is the biggest hoax, a political hoax in history. Now, how long before we say enough is enough? How long before we say...
Well, you know what the problem is? As I say, if we have a small... We don't need very much majority. We need, like, let's say, 0.25%. We're called the initial light, the light of God, to tell the rest of the people. You know what it says, the unveiling, the truth? The truth starts with a spark. Think of you and I as God's sparks. We are your prophet. I call you prophet, Pastor Bushpaw. I'm prophet, apostle, so are you, Bill Deagle. Okay, and I said, oh no, he thinks he's a prophet. But you know what a prophet is? Someone who puts God first before his own life, the people second, and the truth third. And if you don't, you remember the first commandments in the Bible. You know what the commandments are? The first three commandments are basically putting God first and the truth first.
Right.
Then the fourth one says, and love, you know, love your parents, your mother and your father and whatever. It also means everybody else. And you have to understand all the other commandments basically follow that, basically. But the first three are all putting God and the truth and everything first. And you know why our society's dying? We don't honor God. We don't honor the truth. We don't have a total commitment to the truth, even in perishing our own physical life. Because you know what? I learned this from Delta Force. And you're in the military, so you know this. You got to be over-prepared for every possible contingency. That's number one. And number two, you had to be prepared to the point to protect your buddy as if he's your left or right leg. Right? So we measure people's oxycontin, what we call the binding hormone that mamas have with their babies in our Delta Force. You know that? Oxytocin is not present in those Delta Force guests. They get cut. You know why? They know they're not bonded to the point where they're going to die for their buddy who's been injured on the field. So that's the second thing. The third thing is, if you don't have the truth, you got to understand, whatever you're dealing with, a battle situation or the truth, if you don't face the truth, whether you're trying to solve a scientific, technical, geopolitical, spiritual problem, you're going to suffer, and those without wisdom always die. They suffer first, then they die, and we let people without wisdom rule us, whether they're people like Dr. Fauci, fakey, I call him, Dr. Birx, Dr. M.D., Megadeth, Bill Gates, this guy squirming and crossing his legs when he's being interviewed. These people are evil. They're disgusting versions of the human. Now, we can pray for them, but they're lost. They put their ego and their finances and their global control freak ideas first. And a lot of them have got pretty damn bizarre ideas. Look at this one, AOC, this I call this play toy of Satan. that comes out and say, oh, yeah, we want an income for everybody. What do you mean? You can just print money? Where's money going to come from? Who's going to make it? Money is the velocity of exchange of goods and services provided. That's what we call in the old times when it's called women. Women make babies. Women make fields of food that surprise you. Women make trees in the fields. You can make a house. Women make minerals in the soil you get from your mine. They're all, in a sense, biblically women. In other words, it's the source of goods and services. And if you don't have, if you have someone who thinks they can just print money and create the economy out of it, they're delusional. They're going to cause a collapse. Where's the money going to come from? It comes out of your back pocket, the mortgage in your home, your pension funds. It comes on everything you valued, including your own personal security and autonomy, is gone.
Well, the Fed chair himself, Powell, said that we shouldn't be worrying about debt at this time. They're not worried about the debt. They know they can't pay it back, so they're going to default on the debt. There's going to be a worldwide reset, and it's going to mean a catastrophe for the people. But America's going to be hit the hardest because we've always had the most. And we're soft. Spiritually, mentally, and physically, we're soft.
No, I'll tell you why we won't hit it the hardest, and this makes me very concerned. It's going to be the opposite of what you think, and I'll tell you why. And October 10th, 1993, most people will think, well, Dr. Deagle, you are a nut, and you're another one of your nutty ideas. I was face down in my bedroom, wide awake, October 10th, 1993, and God said, audibly to me, you know, once in a while, this after my confronted God back, again, with my messianic pastor telling me about getting this book and confronting God and saying, hey, God, you got to show up, and he did. And he started audibly talking to me and dictating me books, Clay and Iron, Abortion, Armageddon. There I am, face down, and he says, I'm sending the angel Gabriel to you right now. I think, boom, I'm wide awake. He takes me spiritually by the hand, just like, you know, the movie The Christmas Carol. And he, for hours and hours, brings me through classified facilities. 9 months to the day, after I got my Bob's top secret clearance, I went through dozens of facilities, including Shreveport Air Force Base and Falcon, Colorado, the actual Matrix supercomputer array that simulates the world and the literally digital imprint for everybody on Earth, in the physical, okay? So people say, how do you know all this stuff? I said, you know what? God took my story character and said, you know, I want to take this little chess piece called Deagle, the Deagle piece. And I made this guy, and I resurrected his story character from the dead. Even, you know, 8 years ago, I was dead on arrival. I'm not a born baby. Like, hey, nice Afghani, look pink, look good. I'd have dead. I had a golden veil over me. They sent me off to the morgue after the last rites. And I came back and said, oh, my God, how'd that happen? Oh, he'll just die of brain death, you know, in the ICU. I didn't. 8 years later, I had an artery cut in my neck by a French surgeon. Thinks he's doing a smart thing with my tonsil. I went to heaven and met God face to face. 5 years ago, I went into terminal heart failure, and I basically were dying. And God said, you know, I'm not going to let you die, Deagle. And finally, I got it after my birthday, the 68th birthday. I said, God, I know why you let me go through this. And God was saying, I think you get it now, Deagle. I let you suffer and die so I can make you who you are now. Not afraid to die, not afraid to tell the truth, not afraid to die for other people, that you care about them more than yourself. How's that? Exactly.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is defending retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on social media a day after newly unsealed FBI notes revealed that top officials contemplated prosecuting him before interviewing him. A note from an undisclosed FBI official read, "What's our goal? Truth slash admission, or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired." Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is reacting to the news.
They're devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols. They had only special violations of every protocol known for him because they were determined to take him out. It's abuse of their authority at every turn.
The Department of Defense is handing out nearly 4 million medical masks and 14 million non-medical masks across the United States in response to coronavirus. Over 92 million exam gloves will also be distributed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever...
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Richard Arnold here. By the way, he'll be back at 2 o'clock Pacific time next Thursday as regular spot. And he's one of the most brilliant political knowledge guys. You connect more dots between all these evil bastards than anybody I know. I'm the guy at the kind of the top level connecting all the people all over the Pindar and the banks and all that stuff. But you know all these guys over like 50 years. You know who's done what special schools or people have gone to, how they're all connected nepotistically to each other, and how they get their kids in this university, another one, how they do dirty deals with foreign countries. Whoa, you got the dirt. In fact, if anything, I'll tell you what I call you. I've got a new name for you, by the way, Gary. I would call you the swamp clean master. You come in with your septic tank and your brushes and your hazmat suit on, and you're ready to clear the septic tank, in at least verbally, by telling people what's really going on. And unfortunately, we have people like Trump who does some things right, but mostly he's gutless. He's not listening to us. If I could get half an hour or an hour a week with people like yourself, Gary Richard Arnold, John W. Spring, and other people actually have the colonies and the truth, like John W. and John Moore, guess what? And Pastor Bush Pa, Trump would become the greatest president ever. And we need him right now. We need Trump to wise up and get a little nastier than people can imagine. People, oh, he's nasty, he's nasty. I said, he's not nasty enough. All these maniacs around need to be fired immediately and go to prison. Everybody needs to be marched out in the orange jumpsuits. Honest to God, things are...
What I heard go ahead. Within the last couple of days, we talked a month or so ago about this Dr. Charles Lieber from Harvard University, and he was
right.
In charge of the biological, you know, virus departments and so forth, and he was the one
right.
That went to China in 2013 to help build their department down there.
Right, and of course, here's how it worked. Let me give you some background. And we had Greg Ford talk about this. I have other sources, though. He went there with a Thousand Talents program, so he got arrested for taking money from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. He was doing reverse engineering. The guy's got a high IQ, but he's a devil. He was actually reverse engineering what's called a sigma protein, so they could actually genetically engineer it so it could jump species, and the bad virus wouldn't infect humans normally, because remember, viruses naturally are not our enemy, and if you have a competent immune system, you can defeat it. Now, what this virus does, it's a bioweapon. People say, oh, I don't agree with you. It came from the wet market. They didn't even sell these bats at that wet market. Those bats exist 1,100 miles away, and there were not one of those damn bats in that wet market before this virus broke out. Not one. So it came out of their bioweapon lab, and without our help, the Chinese could have accomplished zip. They needed the help of the people in the Netherlands, the Aussies, and mainly us American geniuses with 12 BSL-4 labs and dozens of BSL-3 labs, including the BSL lab with Dr. Barrick in North Carolina, the smirking, massive maniac, I call him. People don't understand. They say, oh, Dr. Deagle, that's your conspiracy theory. I want to slap you, I call bitch slap you into reality. How's that? I'm so sick of people think that I'm just arrogant because I have the truth. It's like, if you don't listen to me, your society's going to melt. Melting, melting, melting. And right now, we're in full melt mold, aren't we? My wife went to the beach with my daughter yesterday. Guess what? This asshole, Newsom, shut down the beaches last night. I looked at the ladies. I was like, holy cripes. You guys were at the beach. You loved it. Nobody was there. They're all social distancing, even if that's not going to stop the virus. Oh, the virus won't go more than 6 feet, really. How about a cough goes 47 feet and the aerosol can go hundreds of feet? But no, no, no. You're going, if you wear a little cloth mask and so on, it's going to stop the virus because it doesn't want to go past 6 feet. It's a very obedient virus. What BS is that? Damn it. And if you have a mask and visor on, it's a NIOSH, it can't go past your mouth. So this is insanity what we have here. And shutting down the economy will kill thousands more and kill a lot more people than the virus ever could have imagined. Also young and healthy and otherwise. And if they want to chip and vaccinate us.
Somebody is to put a damp rag under before your mouth and your nose and let it fester all day long with being repeatedly fed with your breath humidity and the toxins and waste we put out from our breath. So you've got a petri dish attracting everything, including the outside.
Here's what I predict is going to happen, and I don't want to see this turn because America is going to turn and it's going to become the beast, okay? Right now, whether it's Trump, and if he screws up and he doesn't listen, he's going to become the Antichrist, I can tell you right now. If he doesn't, he'll be replaced by the Witchery Witch of the West, Hillary Clinton, who's the highest level female warlock or witch in the Western world, and everybody, a lot of people died of what's called foster side. She's just hovering, waiting to, cackling. Oh my God, just like she cackled after the death of Muammar Gaddafi. You know what she said after he died? We came, he saw, he died, cackle, cackle, cackle. They could have sold that cackle and made money in Hollywood. It was so freaking evil. Her cackle.
Yeah.
Well, I think, damn it. And people that, oh, she's Hillary, and they're voting for her? Listen, you son of a bitch, fellow Americans, you vote for this witch and the dumb, evil Democrats? Now, there's stupid Republicans that just are gutless. I tried to contact them. Senator Cotton, we think, had some balls. He's not calling me after a month. Congressman Issa, his name means Jesus, he's not calling me after 2 and 3 weeks.
Well, I
and even Dr. Sheep.
The Rippon Society, by the way.
Who is?
Issa, Daryl Issa.
Right, which is bad. And then we have Dr. Sheep.
He was the richest congressman in the United States Congress from Southern California. Right.
See, I understand. A lot of these people are compromised. They pretend to be good people, but guess what? They have good actions, but they're otherwise compromised one way or the other. And they're never going to approach somebody like Deagle, like when Greg Ford, he actually dropped the last segment of Hour 2. He's done. He's not coming back. I fried him on air. Because he said, well, NPR wants me. I said, well, why don't you get NPR on the number so I can talk to them? Oh, well, they already know about you, he said. I said, really? You're going to insult me on air. They know about me, but they're not going to give me the number so I can call them. I said, well, they won't be shocked if I call them, ask them, AXE them some questions. Now, people who listen to my radio say, shut up, Deagle, let your host speak. If you don't like my show, turn the fricker off, walk away, suffer, and die. How's that? Stop complaining about me giving you the truth that's going to save your sorry nation and your sorry carcass and your sorry soul by doing things that are extremely dangerous for me because I'm fearless and fierce. Okay? Stop it. I am sick and tired of people who think they have a right to make objections to the fact that our nation is circling the bowl now. 60% of Americans do not have the money to buy groceries next day, tomorrow, May 1st. You know that? 60%. And pretty soon, most of the small businesses, millions and millions, are going to be bankrupt because this $10 million loan they have will not pay out. For example, my wife's hairdresser costs her $6,000 a month for rent. She's got three girls working for her, and she's a wonderful hairdresser, uses all kinds of very organic materials. My wife loves her for years. Guess what? She's trying to go to her mother for money to keep her business going. Guess what? The debt will be so catastrophic for our nation and for individuals, and they want us to pay it back. Are you kidding? The federal government's not going to pay it back. They're going to default.
Well, yeah.
And when they default, they're going to take it out of your back pocket, take it out of your mortgage, your pension funds. They're going to steal everything you got, and then they're going to declare a totalitarian state. And if the damn Democrats get in, they're going to say, we're going to take your guns because we don't want to be in danger of you having a freak out and shooting at us. You're kidding. You want to force vaccinate and chip us, and you want us to submit? Screw that. They got a vaccine for me. I want for them, and it contains lead or a scalar weapon.
I got a parking lot 200 yards away from my house, right next to the beach. And they have, not only do they have it tied off, but they have those cement barriers in between the parking places so that when people go in there, there'll be two spaces apart from each car, as if the cars are going to get the virus, just like the guns are guilty of, you know, killing people, not the people. So
see, this is a form of mind control BS, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is not logical. Hey, listen, if you're concerned with the virus, lock down senior homes so the people go in there have to have hazmat suits on and have proper protection. Then give the people in the senior home vitamin D and zinc and other nutraceuticals so their mitochondria don't die if they get the virus, or even the seasonal flu that does the same thing, kill their mitochondria.
Yeah.
You know?
There were people 20 years ago that were doing exactly what we're doing, and they called it out totally. And when we come back on the air, I'll talk about all these various scientists that were killed within 14 days and were dealing with the...
Exactly.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues.
Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us on...
Picture up of Trump, the FBI tormentor Flynn. Well, Trump do something about it. I need a marching band of people being marching these guys in orange jumpsuits, the criminals, including Hillary Clinton, who's had her stuff on the server, making sure 20% of uranium went to Russia, selling a supercomputer technology to the Russians and Chinese, making sure that we didn't do any sanctions against China for stealing technology like crazy for decades. Damn it. And then when people say, well, that's their theory, Deagle, I say, you know what? I'm like the guy in the ICU and I took the piece of plate glass out of your chest and got a chest tube and saved your sorry carcass. And then you want to say, well, I didn't like the way you pressed on the wound when you're stopping me from bleeding before I got to the operating room, and said, shut the hell up. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people saying, Deagle, shut up and let your host speak, your guest speak. You know what? You shut up out there if you think that you don't want to hear what I have to say. And you stop listening, and you suffer for it, and you're going to die, stupid. Okay, so go ahead. And I want people to understand, we have the best NutriMeds, nobody else. I had somebody wanted me to recommend other nutraceuticals. Oh, you think I'm crazy? I've been doing this for decades. Want me to recommend garbage to people? No, I'm not going to make a buck. I'm not in this to make a buck. I'm in here to save lives. So, Gary, please continue, because... You mentioned after 9/11 all the crap they tried to do. What is it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to give kudos. The man's now dead, but he wrote a series of he had a monthly magazine. It was a little stiff price, but I think it was $189 a year, something like that. But boy, did they have the information on it! And they did the same thing about 5 months right after 9/11, and the first mandatory vaccine laws went in the state of Wisconsin 5 months after 9/11. Right. It says the state of Wisconsin already passed such a law. The governor of Massachusetts is building pressure for his legislature. And it says the public, a health act that jeopardizes public health, you know, according to, the Boston Globe and so forth. But they had a Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, October. That's right before 9/11. That's like 2 weeks before the model right. State emergency health power.
And by the way, the what's called the act that they had called the Patriot Act was there 6 months to a year beforehand, and had a battalion of attorneys write it. And we talked about Susan Lindauer's on the show. I met with the FBI, CDC, and FEMA. After we met in 97 with Reserve Randall Hughes in our war game simulations for bioterrorism, radiological, nuclear. I met him again at the Adams Mark Hotel in March of 2001 before 9/11. They talked about releasing Amerisax, which weaponized anthrax, and the demolition of buildings in downtown New York. So when it happened, I almost lost control of my vehicle off the freeway, bringing my kids to their charter school in Littleton, Colorado. People go, that's just your theory. I say, you know what? I want to bitch slap you into some common sense, people. Shut the hell up and listen. We're down here,
that's
the truth.
That's where this law came from. It came from our same buddies from the University of Chicago, Marshall Fields, who had to leave to Russia to escape, you know, being convicted, and Rockefeller.
Right.
And the organizations that were involved with this was the Center for Law and Public Health, Georgetown and John Hopkins, but also the National Governors Association, the National Conference of State Legislatures, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officers, the National Association of City and County Health Officers. It is a parallel government. It's the people that you think you're electing to state and county and legislative and state offices, cities and supervisors that are following these things. They have no authority. It is these groups that I just mentioned.
Right.
They're lobbyists, and they have to they do belong to them, and they believe they're God. And the only way they're going to get promoted is to do exactly as these organizations that are funded by foundations and the billionaire Rockefellers and Kellogg and the rest of them are doing.
Well, and all they're tied to everything. The media corporations are all tied in on the end of a Chinese or global. Remember, China's just a toy for the globalists. You have to understand, they would sacrifice China and half the population or all of China, the population. They don't give a crap about China. The globalists could care less, and they don't care about racism. They don't care what color your skin is, they'll kill you, okay? And you have to understand, they don't care what political system, as long as they're in control. I mean, there's Stephen's going to make back to Emerald Sunshine. I don't care what form of government you have, as long as we're the one that actually makes the money, literally uses prestidigitation to make money out of thin air, which is the velocity of exchange, okay? So these bastards don't care whether it's communism, socialism, capitalism, whatever the hell they call it. They want control, and they're demonically bastards. They could care less if it kills you, destroys your autonomy, your health, whatever. They maintain a system that doesn't allow life extension or non-toxic drugs or suppresses natural therapies. Like they went and arrested people giving IV vitamin C to stop people from dying from the COVID virus. Son of a bitch. Why do they think these police and other people have a right to walk into an alternative office and take away somebody getting IV therapy of vitamin C? It's not toxin, it's called vitamin C. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, remember what took 9/11, what issue took 9/11 took off the front page was all our soldiers coming back from this toxic dust.
And guess what? I took care of those toxic soldiers. You know what they told me when I went to test with Major Swinder? I had those soldiers, they're my patients. And I said to Major Swinder, I want to do tests, I want to do that, because I have a background in nuclear physics. I want to do radiation and what's called dual neutron spectroscopy of their tissues and organs if they died. I had one guy who died. After he got exposed, he actually was a medic who pulled somebody from a tank when blue fire hit it with the depleted uranium munition shell. And his wife wanted me to do it. And you know what Major Swinder said to me? He said, Deagle, if you do the test on that guy's carcass, you'll be fired or worse. I said, what's worse? He said, how about dead, Deagle? I said, you know what? You son of a bitch, I know where you sleep because I've been to your house. If you want to put your damn socks on tomorrow morning, you better say your sorry beforehand. And I said, I'll know because I got intuitive knowledge from God. I'll know you're thinking bad things about me. And if you think you're going to harm me or whatever, I'm going to make sure you're going to meet. I'm going to be your appointment maker to make you meet your maker. So when they fired me and gave me death threats back in 95 after one of the five munitions team told me what they did at Oklahoma City, I threatened the board and I said, you know what? You're going to give me a letter of reference of $50,000 in cash. And if you come within 500 miles of me and my family, I'm going to know and you're going to die. And guess what? The next day I got the letter and a lot of the money. And people say, why are you still alive, Deagle? I said, because there's a lot of agents, a lot of intel people that contact me even after the show for decades that are watching Deagle. Go, Deagle, go. They're back. I was like, holy crap, Deagle, you're brave at crap. So even these guys in Special Forces and Delta and Homeland Security, CENTCOM, and Pentagon, I can make a phone call right now and call somebody in the Pentagon. I got guys in CENTCOM. I want you to understand out there, people, there's nobody like me out there. Nobody. And what we are right now, we're so deep in this trouble. This is, whether it's not the start of the tribulation, I think we're days or months away, but we're really close to the very first day of the actual full force tribulation. I think it's going to happen around the Feast of Tabernacles this year, which is, by the way, right around Labor Day. So right after Labor Day, if they force vaccinate us, the tribulation starts, because when we have tabernacle with the devil, the 7 years starts formally. We're months away from that. And if we don't turn and open our economy back up and Trump gets a life and starts firing all these people and putting them in prison, a lot of them don't need to just go to prison. They need to be executed. They need to go to a military tribunal, and something terminal bad needs to happen.
Remember the first Bush in Desert Storm when he, you know, he was just wiping out the Iraq totally,
right.
And then after 100 days, he just totally stopped, and that was after they started firing a couple of Scud missiles at him that had the anthrax and the other virus type agents.
And by the way, you know what those weapons are?
Saddam for to use against Iran. And so that's
exactly. By the way, those bioweapons were transferred by George Bush Sr., and they filled 3 BSL labs there. And they got scared out of their freaking mind that he was now turning their bioweapons on the troops and on George Bush Sr. And he figured, holy crap, we got to wait. And so he didn't invade right away. And he was waiting, by the way, until he reverse-engineered, because they said they're going to bring in the Patriot system. But because the Patriot system was such garbage, they already had theater defense 8 years before they even went to the Gulf in 1992. You know that? They went to February 1992 because in 1991 August, they were ready to launch the war. He waited until they built back engineered the Patriot system, which is a piece of crap. They couldn't defend anybody, yet that's the only thing they gave the Israelis. That's why they went to their Iron Dome and other technology, which, by the way, if a war starts, there's still a sitting duck. And most Israelis, if they start a freaking war with Iran or anybody else, they're going to die. I don't care what they got. None of it's good enough. None of it's good enough to stop all the missiles and bioweapons and everything.
Only newspaper in the country that I've ever seen tackle it, and they did it gingerly and probably mistakenly. They had a front page talking about toxic dust, and they used the first couple of pages. And
that's the only thing that stopped George Bush from there, and they delayed it, but they came back later, remember? And, of course, he was reading the upside go book in the little grammar school in Florida, George Bush Jr., after they had Bill Clinton there, the guy that gave the Chinese all the nuclear weapons and missile attack systems and everything.
Yep.
Man, are we ever in trouble?
Well, that toxic dust has the same thing that the chemtrails have in it. Identical.
You know, as I said before I Tom and added Greg Ford, I did it this way. If you don't worship God with all your heart, soul, and mind, if you do not love your neighbor more than yourself, if you do not love the truth more than life, you will not serve God. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Nutriates over antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in 1 one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.